Hey everybody, this is Mark. It's Monday, August 5th. This is the Red Light Limbo podcast. Let's get driving. Welcome to Red Light Limbo Podcast, Episode 2. Still trying to figure out exactly what the format of this thing is going to be, but I think it's going to be a little bit about what's going on in the world, a little cocktail talk, movie talk, and where you can find me. So, Mondays, I've got a little bit of news overload. I called it news fatigue this weekend, so I'm not going to get too much into national events of the weekend, except to say that I'm very sad about what happened, and it was a rough week, particularly the rough weekend, especially for those parents who were at Walmart down in El Paso leading up to opening of school, out there just trying to pick up some school supplies. So had a little cry about it over the weekend, spent a lot of time yesterday resting, watching some movies, trying to not pay attention, but it's hard not to. So that's all I'm going to say about that. I just want good vibes for everybody, and I just want really people just to stop killing each other. All right, so we're driving across Palm Coast. It's about 82 degrees, beautiful day. I'm not sure what the rest of the day has in store weather-wise, but, you know, it's August in Florida, so you can expect it to be hot and possibly a little rainy later. So let me tell you where you can find me this week if you're interested in finding me. As always, you can find this information at tikitender.com. Click the calendar there to see where I'm going to be, which events are open to the public, which events are private. But here's the breakdown for this weekend, or for this week, I should say. Today is a casual day for me. I'm going to be doing some office work, but I don't have any places I have to be. I might check out the Flagler County Commission meeting later, but with my before-mentioned news fatigue, I may just skip that. So Tuesday, August 6th, I'll be at the Humidor Cigar Bar and Lounge from 2 o'clock till 9 o'clock. Friday, this is a public event. You can catch me and the rest of the Fun Coast bartending team at Comedy Night in Deltona, Florida, at the center at Deltona. It's a comedy night. There is an admission. I think it's about $5-$10. I won't be on stage, although I am pretty damn hilarious. I'll be making drinks, as we do there every month at the Deltona Comedy Night. It's a nice event. Drinks, food, comedy. Usually about 200 people attend. That's doors open at 7 p.m. on Friday night, August 9th in Deltona. On the 10th, we'll be all over the place, but I'll be at a wedding or a birthday party in Deltona again. And then on Sunday, it's a free day. I'm going to take a break and I'm going to come back and tell you about the Flow Wave Festival. Hey everybody, this is Mark. I just want to take a moment to shout out to a local company, Deep States Vibrational Sound Therapy. Vibrational Sound Therapy combines powerful vibration and tones to induce an immediate relaxed state. The induction of the sound waves directly into the body along with soothing ambient tones is such a strong treatment that clients report effects ranging from a meditative state to deep relaxation. By placing therapeutic singing bowls directly on the body and using correct techniques, a practitioner engages with their client both physically and aurally, also known as vibrational sound massage. For more information about Deep States Vibrational Sound Therapy, you can visit their website, deepstatestherapy.com. You can also find them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or give them a call at 386-269-8482. coast, about a 12 to 14 minute commute, and just like to have you ride along with me and see what's going on. My name is Mark. Thanks for listening. On Saturday, August 10th, at the Palm Coast Arts Foundation in Palm Coast, Florida, the Flow Wave Festival. I believe it's the third annual Flow Wave. It's the second year it's been at the Palm Coast Arts Foundation. This is an all-day festival from noon to 10. Local and regional artists of all different genres playing music. There's going to be food. There's going to be bars. Of course, my company, Fun Coast Bartending, will be providing the bar service. I'll be there for a little day, but a little bit during the day, but don't come just to see me. Come to see these amazing local and regional songwriters and musicians. Again, that is from noon to 10. Flow Wave Festival. Check them out online for ticket information. And then I just want to give a nice shout out, big shout out for Sunday the 11th. I'm not going to be talking to you, but you might see me at Epic Theaters in Palm Coast and elsewhere, Epic Theaters, for Flashback Cinema. Big time, Super Broad and I will definitely be checking out Big Trouble in Little China on the 11th. They have a 2 o'clock and a 7 o'clock showing. We'll most likely hit the 2 o'clock. But if you are free on Sunday, any of those times, you'd be foolish not to go see Big Trouble in Little China, the classic 80s kung fu comedy starring no one less than Kurt Russell. Who else is on there? Lo Pan and others. Just getting down in Chinatown. All right, we're on Palm Coast Parkway now, and we're headed across. See, traffic's pretty light. I'm traveling a little later than normal, but I do want to talk about yesterday. I watched 3 movies, believe it or not. I had quite the leisure-filled day for Sunday. Slept for a Saturday night and a nap on Sunday for a total of about 9.5 hours. But I did take the time to watch a few movies, and one I've seen many times, and I always love watching Book of Eli with Denzel Washington, this post-apocalyptic drama involving Denzel's character making a long walk west. I don't want to spoil anything, but Mila Kunis, Gary Oldman, Denzel Washington, a few other stars you'll recognize. Definitely check out that movie. You won't be disappointed. And there's a twist at the end that I don't really believe, but you know, believe what you want. Either way, it's a great movie. The Book of Eli. And then I watched another movie for the first time that's an older movie, and I didn't have high expectations about it, but I tell you what, it really impressed me. It's called Ride with the Devil, and those of you who know me, I'm from Western Missouri. This particular movie is about the Bushwhackers and the Jayhawkers border wars during the Civil War along the border of Missouri and Kansas. Involves lots of mentions of Jackson County, Cass County sites, and of course also has the Lawrence Massacre, which was unfortunate, but so was the entire Civil War. But Elijah Wood, I'm so sorry. I always get those guys confused. Tobey Maguire, pre-Star Wars Tobey Maguire, can be spotted here. Also Jim Caviezel, Skeet Ulrich, Jewel, several other recognizable faces that you see in there, and I do recommend that. And then finally, late night, I watched Girlfriend's Day, which is a Netflix original starring Bob Odenkirk and Amber Tamblyn, who I'm not super familiar with. I mean, I know her as Dave Cross's wife, and I know she was in the Sisterhood of Traveling Pants movies. Those movies aren't quite in my wheelhouse, but I may have to check them out now. Because I said it on Twitter early, Amber Tamblyn is a damn national treasure. She was great, just funny, cute, and just a nice foil to Bob Odenkirk's character. Check that out if you're a Netflix subscriber. It's called Girlfriend's Day. Bob Odenkirk plays a greeting card writer in the movie, and that's all I'm going to tell you about the plot, but definitely try that out, and I think you'll enjoy that. Take a quick break, and we'll be back to our drive.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening. I want to take a moment to talk about my new friends, Hearth and Crafts. That's Hearth and Crafts. They're a local company here in Palm Coast who make handcrafted soaps, jewelry, and skincare products. And I want to talk about the beard oil in particular. As you know, I have a nice full beard. And this beard oil, I'm going to tell you, it's about $8. And it is so good. It's got sandalwood, which I love, and a lot of other oils, avocado oil, hemp oil, grapeseed, tea tree oil. Smells great. But the most important thing is that I use like a fifth of a milliliter, and in my long beard, it is perfect amount. It's just, it really lasts a long time. A little bit goes a long way. And I really want to shout out to my friends over at Hearth. And you can visit them at hearthandcrafts.com. That's hearthandcrafts.com.
Depending on traffic, this will be the final stretch from my house to my office. It's only about a 4-mile ride. Again, we call it red light limbo because you never know if you're going to hit the red lights or if you're just going to squeeze through and get lucky with all the green lights. So that's why we call it red light limbo. So I'm going to be doing a little Monday action here. Here we go. We're about to pull into the office. Just wanted to again say thank you for listening. This is episode number 2. Again, I really don't know what I'm doing, but just felt like something I could do to help entertain myself on my drive and to help entertain you. What's going on here? All right, sorry, I had a little weirdness with some brake lights in front of me. So anyhow, just wanted to do this to see if I can entertain myself on my ride. I can entertain you on my ride. Again, for all my calendar info, check me out at tikitender.com. That's www.tiki, like tiki bar, tender.com, tikitender.com. Oh, and don't forget, you can always hear me weeknights on the radio for my Ride the Wave show on Surf 97.3, online at www.flagglerbeachradio.com. I have a 2-hour show at midnight every weeknight. It's a Ride the Wave show. It's a collection of new wave and synth pop and a little bit of pop from the 80s. And sorry, I got distracted by somebody laying on their horn because they can't handle that somebody is stopping to make a right hand or turn on a red light. they didn't understand the logic of someone making a complete stop and looking both ways before going on a red light. So anyway, Ride the Wave show every night, Monday through Friday. You can hear me playing some of my favorite old mall tunes from the 80s. This has been the Red Light Limbo Podcast. Thanks again for tuning in. Share it, rate it, tell your friends. And also, @reply me or email me at mark@tikitender.com.